I hope everybody has had an amazing week. We've had started the week with some pretty cool weather, and it just seems like it's steadying down and getting down out of the 90s into the 80s. What a beautiful place we live in, good old Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the fall is the best. Enjoyed a couple things this week that I know everybody else likes too. Get to have a little Christmas enchiladas yesterday at a staff meeting. Can only have Christmas year-round in one state in this country, and that's Albuquerque and the state of New Mexico. So we appreciate everybody joining us. ABQ Connect is presented by Bosque Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration. For service, call 444-7200. Bosque Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. And we're joined for our 10-minute financial update with Mr. Brian Cochran, John Moore Associates. Hi, Brian.
Hey, happy Friday.
Brian, could there be any more curveballs that could be thrown at the financial markets? Now the president and his wife have been diagnosed with COVID-19. What are investors thinking today?
Well, I think this whole week really has been a great example of how everybody is rightfully fairly focused on the election and politics, but the market continues to look at general data. So earlier this week, we, of course, had that very volatile debate. I personally did not watch it live. I don't have the stomach for that, but I read about it, and pretty broad consensus that was a disaster, and the next day the markets were up pretty generously. Today, with the news of the president's positive COVID test, the markets were down a little bit early but are very flat. And I think the takeaway from this week is that maybe the markets don't care quite as much about the latest political headline as you think. And in the background of all those market changes, there were a lot of other things that were really making investors happy or sad as the week went along.
Brian, you've said many times that the investment markets are looking at corporate profits, and they're looking at things that, at least politically, they're looking at the balance of powers that are the founders of our country put together to balance out all of these things that we think are kind of out of control, and it's the way our country is designed seems to be working.
Yeah, in some ways you see that. So right now, one of the examples of that is the stimulus package that's going through the House of Representatives, has been passed, now going to the Senate. So just looking at checks and balances that are enforced to make sure that we don't go too far one direction or another. But right now it seems like the market's kind of settling in a bit. Volatility is relatively tempered, and everyone's kind of waiting for the results of the election. And keep in mind, you know, there's a lot of trading and the short-term market moves that make headlines. You know, a lot of that is driven by investors with very different objectives than those average investors like you and I, who are maybe focused on our kids' education or retirement, things that are long-term. A lot of the market is focused very short-term. So the market's always going to try to sort out winners and losers and short-term events, but in the long term, a lot of that becomes noise.
Brian, new jobs report out the last couple days. How is that jobs report affecting the financial markets?
Yeah, that was just this morning. We got the latest jobs numbers. So it's one of the biggest data points we see every month, and especially in a political year, it's one of the things that people look at when they want to judge the success or failure of an administration is how are jobs doing, because obviously jobs drive the economy. 70% of the economy is consumer spending. People need jobs to spend money. So the numbers we got this morning were a result of September employment, and what we saw was a net increase of about 660,000 new jobs, which is a little below the expectations, and also it shows the slowdown we're seeing in new jobs. Now, generally, 660,000 is a really good jobs number, but to give you some context, last month we had about 1.5 million new jobs. In June, we had over 4 million new jobs as people were coming back into the workforce after being let go from COVID restrictions in the economy. So a good number in that it was a pretty sizable up number, but still a little bit less than what we were expecting.
And, Brian, you indicated that a lot of those jobs were private industry, but a lot of those were also government jobs like teachers.
Yeah, so a lot of the new jobs, the net new jobs, are actually in the private sector. So what we saw, if you separate private and public sector, the private sector actually had over 870,000 new jobs. What caused the overall number to slow a little bit was that we're seeing more layoffs in the public sector, especially around education. And so what you're seeing is some of the shutdown effects of schools are starting to show up in the jobs numbers. And I think the public sector has been overall fairly sheltered from a lot of the impacts of COVID. You know, a lot of state and local government employees just kind of kept their jobs, kept working. But now as budget realities are coming through, they're having to make tough decisions about laying off or furloughing public sector employees. And education certainly has been a big part of that.
You know, Brian, I wanted to share with you, my son's fiance is a young lady that has just graduated with her teaching degree. She wants to teach elementary education. Of course, she graduates here in May and looking for a job, and nobody's hiring. So she got very creative. She's actually been working with children for a really long time, and she's just absolutely brilliant. So what she started doing is she contacted two or three families, and she is actually doing teaching, going alternating days and hours and going to the homes of these young people and teaching them in their homes. And she's doing as well as she would do if she was on the payroll of the, you know, California public school system. And she's really, really gotten creative. And the families are just overjoyed because they feel like their kids are safe and they're getting some in-person learning. So there's still a lot of creative things going on out there, but my heart does go out to people that are hurting and being laid off, because we've got to find a way to get people back to work.
Yep, and right now, from what I've been seeing, my mom works in the education at a school district, but she does more of the community education, so her department is one that's seen a lot of cuts. And what it seems to be is that they're keeping the teachers who are actually doing the online instruction. They're on the payroll still, but where you're seeing the cuts is around teachers' aides and support staff that they held on to as long as they could, but school districts all over the country are making those tough decisions. And it's a tough thing, and it's tough for parents too, because, you know, having schools shut down, that has an economic impact, and that parents have to be home more, and child care is an issue and a challenge for people getting back in the workforce. So what's happening now, I think, though, economically, is all eyes are on the next stimulus package that's being considered that could include additional unemployment bump plus another lump sum distributed across the country to Americans who might be having a tough time economically. If that happens, that could be a big boost for the markets through the end of the year. But we'll just have to wait and see how much they can get done in Congress between now and the election.
Brian is a certified financial planner with John Moore Associates. You can find out more about the financial markets and actually things that Brian writes himself. And you can go to John Moore, that's JohnMoore.com. Click on the Insights tab, and there's a lot of great information there that you put out for people, Brian.
Yep, and we're hosting another special webinar in the next couple of weeks, so that'll be up on the website as soon as we can get that recorded and turned around and placed on the website. So we'll continue to try to provide as much information as possible. And there's a lot of data out there. We try to narrow it down to what we think is relevant for the average family and help people be informed.
Brian, thanks for joining us today, and I hope you get to enjoy some time, although you are traveling quite a bit, aren't you?
Yep. Staying busy, staying on the road a little bit, and feeling really blessed, though. Our family's been very healthy and trying to stay as active as possible with the restrictions that are around. So we're doing our best.
Thank you, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week.